Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The Bureau of Labor Statistics just released its monthly non-farm payrolls and unemployment report. I have repeatedly pointed out multiple statistical errors, fabrications, and hidden data in these reports that result in painting a rosier picture of America's jobs market than what is reality. Recently, two major government insiders and another analyst have published confirmations that these monthly reports are not accurate. Alan Krueger is a Princeton economist who formerly served President Obama as Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Economic Policy and then as Chair of the Council of Economic Advisors. Harvard economist Lawrence Katz currently serves on the panel of economic advisors of the Congressional Budget Office. They recently published a study titled The Rise and Nature of Alternative Work Arrangements in the United States, 1995 to 2015. Among their findings was that 94% of the net increase of 10 million jobs in the decade ending in 2015 went to alternative workers. Alternative workers are independent contractors, workers provided by contract firms or temporary help agencies, or on-call employees. Most work either part-time or short-term, meaning they do not qualify for fringe benefits. Only 6% of the jobs increase was for full-time jobs that usually carry fringe benefits. In another report, analyst Doug Short tracked the changes in the labor force participation rate by age groups since the year 2000. The participation rate by workers age 65 and higher rose by more than 50% over the past 16 years. At the same time, the participation rate by workers age 55 to 64 rose more than 8%. Unfortunately, the labor force participation rate for each age group under 55 has declined over the past 16 years. The worst results were for workers aged 16 to 24, where the participation rate was down about 1/6. As I record this commentary in advance, I don't know what the just released numbers were. However, I can guarantee you that you are being misled into thinking that the U.S. jobs market is better than it really is. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday when I describe how American banks are deceiving the public about their profits here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.